Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
We're getting a closer look at the hybrid model, bringing students back a couple of days a week in smaller classroom settings. The superintendent tells us today it is a plan that is still evolving and will depend on public health data in the coming weeks.
It really is going to take a whole village to get children back in school. Everybody at the same time will be learning, and we will use the technology and tools, and also just really kind of old traditional tools of arts or science projects, giving children a joyful environment which they can thrive, not one that feels scary or sanitized too much, and as normal as possible.
It's Carson and Kennedy. That was Boston Public School Superintendent Brenda Casilius yesterday giving sort of an update as to what schools might be looking like. And yep, it looks like it's going more and more towards a hybrid model with kids in school for a couple of days, out of school for a few days, but the teacher teaching both remotely and in school at
yes,
the same time. So since none of us here is a teacher or a parent, we wanted to ask you guys, 617-931-1234. If you're a teacher, we'd really love to hear from you what your thoughts are. We've got Lynn right now. Hey, girl.
So I teach special needs at a high school.
Okay, and what are your thoughts moving forward? Like, what would you like people to know about being a teacher right now?
It's not a great time.
And what are your thoughts moving forward as to what's going to happen?
So my thoughts are that we cannot go back safely. And I've been in school for the last 2 weeks, looking at things and being in the building, and we're doing a summer school right now, so we are in the building. We are spread out, but right now there's only 6 kids in our class. My population is a small classroom anyway. It's not a gen ed classroom that has like 25 kids in it. But watching the other teachers in the gen ed classes spread out, they're now having to move across 2 rooms, which most buildings don't allot for that kind of space. There's no way to keep kids at a safe distance, I believe. And I know remote absolutely sucks.
Yeah. And especially for you, Lynn, like your population, I feel, working with, you know, children living with disabilities, it's so hands-on. There's so many things that you can do physically for these kids, and it must be so difficult for you.
Well, right. That's exactly it. So we rely so heavily on the parents to do a lot.
Right.
And it's really difficult for them, because if they're trying to work from home, or if they're, you know, an essential worker and they're working themselves and they have their caregivers helping, and it's just, it's not fair.
Like, what would be your scenario?
Your perfect model.
Your perfect model, yeah. What would that look like?
I don't know, but kids are not getting the virus like the adults are, but they're carrying it.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we keep everybody safe? We
right,
can't. So
I know it's.
I think that we need to be remote.
Mm-hmm. Are you nervous being in school?
100%. 100%.
Oh, it just makes me so sad for you.
Are you getting, like, tested regularly, or?
I actually haven't been tested at all.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't feel sick.
Yeah.
So if I feel sick, I'll go and I'll get tested, obviously,
right,
but I don't feel sick.
Well, I am just, Lynn, thank you so much for calling us and being so honest with us. I know it's a hard thing to do, and it seems to have been so divisive, and I thank you for just speaking your truth to us today. We really appreciate it.
I will just say one more thing.
Yep.
If people who are, like, hating on the teachers right now because they think that we don't want to be in school. That's not true at all.
Yeah,
and,
you want to be
and
there.
People
you
just need to relax.
Yeah.
That's good advice for overall advice right now.
Well, Lynn, thank you so much. Be safe. And we thank you for teaching our kids. It means a lot.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Bye, hon. Okay. And we've got Hannah, who's a preschool teacher. Hi, Hannah.
Hi.
Hi. Tell us, what are your feelings?
Oh, my gosh. It's crazy. I mean, if you think about trying to keep a three-year-old in a mask all day.
No.
I mean... And, you know, most of them don't even fit on them. So, you know, they're hanging around their necks. And half my day is spent, hey, can you pull your mask up a little bit for me? Crazy.
How do you feel about what she was saying that, you know, half the class in, half the class out, but you would be teaching remotely for both? So, in other words, you'd be teaching to the kids plus to your computer for those kids at home. How would that look for you?
So it's really hard with three-year-olds, you know, I mean, hard to keep them on Zoom.
I don't even know.
So we actually have like two cohorts. So we have kids coming in Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then we have kids who come Tuesday, Thursday.
Uh-huh.
And we're thinking about switching it to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Friday.
Uh-huh.
And those other days would end up being remote.
Right.
But how much can you really do that's remote? And so it makes me feel like I feel bad that I, you know, can't do more for them. And the parents are trying, but, you know, there's not a whole lot you can do with a preschooler. And they constantly have to be entertained.
Right.
Wow.
That trying to go remote is almost, you know, you can't send a three-year-old a worksheet.
No.
Yeah.
And three-year-olds are like the most germy creatures on the planet. With no boundaries.
Exactly.
Well,
no boundaries at all.
Well, we just so appreciate what you do.
Yes.
Teachers are just so underappreciated, and I think during this time became very appreciated. Mm-hmm. But now parents want... I feel that there's some part of parents that are just like, get them out of my house, which I get. That's what,
sure.
You know, I get. But at the same time, we thank you. You're doing such good work. And without you, you know, to teach our young people, where would we be? So,
yeah, we're trying. We love the kids. And I'm so glad to be back in school. But, you know, I want to make sure that everybody is being as safe as possible. And it, you know,
well,
my heart goes out to everyone.
Thank you so much, Hannah. You have a great day and be safe. Okay.
Thank you. You guys as well.
Okay, bye, hon. Yeah, we don't have to be around three-year-olds, so...
I saw something.
I don't know
like,
how you do that. I just am floored.
Teachers are like soldiers in a battle that they didn't ask for.
Facts.
And that is what everybody needs to keep in their mind.
Indeed. And, you know, we love teachers here on the Carson Kennedy Program. You are our angels, so thank you guys so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news... You call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.